The music superstar Ed Sheeran has said his decision to quit Twitter 2 years ago has improved his life massively. The singer deleted his 20 million follower strong Twitter account when he grew sick of the abuse he was getting from trolls who didn't like him or his music. He ditched his mobile phone, keeps only one social media account with Instagram. So is it a good idea? Could you find yourself living without Twitter? The commentators Tina Calder and Paul Martin with us today. Tina, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Paul Martin, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Oh, dear goodness, I'm not well. Could you do without Twitter, Paul?
I could do without the stress and the headache that Twitter gives me from all the trolls that I have. But no, I don't think I could. I think it's so important now to kind of get your message out there and let people know what you're doing, even from a professional point of view. But I do agree with Ed, actually. I think he's right about this one. It's so toxic. So many trolls, so much negativity on it. And I think it's bad for your mental health. I really do.
Tina?
Do you know what? I remember many years ago, I was cracking up. I rang my mom in tears. You know, my life has fallen down around me. And she said one line to me, and it stuck with me ever since. Tina, you're going to be offended. Then don't ring me, because you've chose to be offended over that. And it was that one thing that really changed my whole mindset on these types of things, because the reality is we can only see what we choose. And I think Ed Sheeran giving up his mobile phone, etc., it's a bit of a PR stunt, to be honest. He's still on Facebook. He's still on Instagram. If he's saying that it's not him posting, then he's lying to his fans, because he's posting in the first person. So either way, there's a bit of dishonesty there.
What about the benefits? What about the benefits, Tina, of tweeting in the first place? And because they use it to share, you know, get people to buy their albums and all that kind of element of it. So why would he want to ignore that just to make himself feel better and avoid looking at the trolls?
Because the landscape changed, and the landscape moved from Twitter to Instagram and Snapchat and other social networks. So for him, he wasn't really giving up the chance to connect with his audience. His audience had already moved to the younger platforms. So for me, it's kind of he's getting the older ones on Facebook, and then he's getting the younger ones on Instagram. And Twitter was just like this thing in the middle that was a thorn in his side.
But surely, Tina, if you managed to get rid of your phone, if you could put it aside for even a short period of time, you would eventually realise the things that you're missing because you're glued into that thing in your hand. I should say, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, Stephen's away to the toilet. But anyway, do continue, Tina.
Do you honestly believe that Ed Sheeran gave up the phone? How does his record company contact him? His manager, his partner, his mum? You know, how do all of these people contact him? There is no way he has given up his mobile phone. I do not believe it.
Are we becoming more obsessed, Paul? I think the answer is obviously yes, but
well, here's the thing, Vinny, right?
We know we're obsessed is the thing that doesn't register with me. We know we are completely enthralled with our phones. Even first thing in the morning, people are checking their Twitter, checking their Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, be honest, Vinny, right? Because Vinny's quite prolific on Twitter, and you're on Instagram and everything as well.
How am I prolific?
Well, you are, because you put a lot of like little selfies. We remember, of course, the famous picture of you with your 9-pack by the pool when you were jumping all over unicorns in the summer. So, you know, it's all out there for everyone to see, and you know, you've even flashed your body on a few occasions, Vinny.
That's a very blurry picture, Paul Martin, which you've brought up before.
Well, I have, because I think I've been kind of haunted by this picture of you jumping into a pool.
I wonder, does Paul look at it regularly?
I can't unsee it. It's one of those things, Tina, though. It's like you can't unsee it once you've seen it.
It's seared into your memory.
But it's etched my memory. Not a good thing. But there is an issue here. I wake up in the morning, it's a beautiful woman in my bed. What's one of the first things I do? I'm putting myself out here and being honest. It's not look at Vinny's app, by the way. One of the first things I do in the morning is grab my phone and put on my Instagram and see what I've missed. And, of course, you haven't missed anything, because it's all full of absolute nonsense, most of which is being put out there by me. But it is full of nonsense, and I do worry. I do worry now, having kids of my own who are kind of getting to that age and they're going to want Instagram accounts and everything. It seems to be a real obsession there. I was reading a really interesting article.
Sorry,
the other
Paul,
day
can I just stop you there? You may not wander, waddle back in here now you've been for a wee and think you can get back in this seat.
Put your trousers up.
Back.
They're hanging down.
They're not hanging. No, he can't hear. He doesn't even have headphones on. Have you experienced any negative reaction or trolls yourself, Paul, on Twitter, on social media?
Oh, every day. I get quite a lot of that. What are you talking about?
Every day. I get trolled every day, and I don't really mind, but the problem is this. There'll be like, you know, 20 negative comments that you just laugh at and you don't really care. And then there'll be one person that gets you, and then that'll keep you awake at night thinking
but
about
there's a real difference.
Can I just interject to say the BBC apologises for the quality of the last 4 minutes programming? Carry on, Tina.
There's a real difference between cyberbullying and trolling. The trolling is that nonsensical stuff that there's just this randomer from somewhere that we don't know who it is saying nonsense and horrible things. Then there's the cyberbullying, which I have experienced quite badly. And that becomes a very personal affair, a very targeted affair. And I think we really do need to see the difference between the two. Because trolling...
Stephen's got 200,000 followers. Just realised, my gosh.
203,000 or something.
Do you ever... Because you're so available...
Vinny's got 8,947. I'm just looking at it now.
Yeah.
And Vinny...
It kind of shows how much better than him I am, doesn't it?
Vinny's got a picture on his Twitter, his main picture... It's him jumping on the unicorn. I've just noticed it.
No, that's not.
You should see the pictures he has on his phone.
What is it with you today? You irritated me the moment you walked into this building, and I'm trying to be nice to you, but you're such an annoying little man.
He's got a big six pack and some moves.
Have I actually woke up this morning, or am I in my bed having some kind of weird, deranged nightmare? My question to you was, see, because you're so open on Twitter, you know, people ask you all this stuff, you tweet pictures, and they feel like they know you very well. Mm-hmm. Do you think does that lead to people being a bit nastier sometimes when they meet you in person into what they can say?
No, I have no problem saying what people say what they want to say when they meet me in person.
But people call you, people will say, oh, look at the size of your belly, you're awful fat, and you wouldn't do that in normal life.
The problem I have is with the cards on Twitter who say little things on Twitter, pretty nasty things on Twitter. And then if you hit back at them, very non-BBC thing to do to hit back at them, but if you do hit back at them, they get all offended.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the people that have a go at me, and if I pop back, they are raging.
But they feel to an extent that this is part of your job, part of their ownership over you.
Well, it's not.
You get paid all this money.
Shut up.
Well, if you put yourself out there and you get paid for it, you have to take the bad.
And how much does he get paid for it, Tina?
Well, you know.
400 grand.
Remember.
Plus. And he wouldn't even buy Margaret a box of chocolates.
Anyway, I should talk.
I think you should send Margaret and her family out for Christmas dinner, Stephen.
Well, Vinny's going to be putting together a special package for Margaret. Paul, thank you very much. Tina, thank you. Morning to you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you too. Merry Christmas to you, Paul. I'm not well today. I'm shivering quite bad today.